welcome everyone to, I guess we could call it another Article Guy teleseminar or another Sunday night teleseminar. This is Jeff Herring, the Article Marketing Guy, and once again, I get the pleasure of being your host for the evening. We're broadcasting live from our virtual studios here in Cumming, Georgia, and our topic tonight is a bunch of numbers. You guys got to be wondering, what the heck is he talking about? 330, and then 30, and then 10 times, 12 times, and 120 times. That will make sense in just a little bit. We ran an experiment last week with the Sunday night teleseminar, and we decided to do another one. That doesn't mean they're going to be every Sunday night. We'll see. Here's some of the feedback we got, though. Perfect time of the evening and week and perfect length of time. Thank you. And then another one I got a kick out of. You sure know how to use 30 minutes to the fullest. Well, thanks, and we'll try to do that again tonight. Quotes of the call. I've got one written down, but I'm going to reference another one that it reminds me of. And the quote is, I say, if your knees aren't green by the end of the day, you ought to seriously reexamine your life. Bill Watterson, Calvin and Hobbes, a great source of wisdom, if you ask me. That means a couple things. That means work hard and play hard. Okay? Your knees get green by playing hard, wrestling around outside, doing things outside. I have two boys. I know about this stuff. Okay? Now, another quote similar to that, that I haven't used in a while, but it's one of my favorites in the whole world, is this one. Life is not intended as a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. I think I'll put that on the teleseminar page when I send you the audio for this evening. Basically, let's do this stuff, folks. Let's have fun doing it, and let's do this internet stuff. Quit playing around. Let's do it. Okay? Now, a little while ago, a new person followed me on Twitter, and I always check out websites of new people that follow me, especially if they look interesting. This person's website, who is getting free advertising tonight, is called Soapology. Soapology.info. Soapology.info. This person has a website and a passion for making and selling soap. Soap! Come on. If she can do it and have fun with this, certainly we can do it too. Okay? So, your action guide is over at the Article Guy Teleseminars. .com/snl2. We're doing SOS tonight. Let's start that one over. The Article Guy teleseminars.com/snl2-live. You can get your action guide over there. Listen on the webinar if you like to. Hello to everyone over there that said hi through the Q&A. Speaking of Q&A, on these 30-minute or less mini-teleseminars, we're not going to answer questions because there's just no time to do that. I will try to get the answers worked into the teleseminar as always. If not, I will either answer you personally or turn it into an article or both. How's that sound? Sound like a good deal? All right. Let's turn from page 1 to page 2 of our action guide. Only a 5-page action guide tonight for our 30 minutes together. In this brand new 30-minute mini teleseminar, you will learn and discover the 330 article marketing formula strategy, the article teleseminar formula strategy, speaking and article marketing secrets telecourse, and we'll even slip in a guest for a few minutes, Felicia Slatterly, who is my partner in that course, and we're going to do it all in 30 minutes, and we are done. Turn from page 2 to page 3. All right, moving right along here. Number 1, the 330 article marketing formula strategy. All right, folks, there's 5 things that you need to have to be successful on the Internet, no matter your niche, no matter whether it's Internet marketing all the way to soap. You need these 5 things. You need content. You need a way to create and drive traffic. You need a way to build a list. You need a way to create multiple marketing messages. And you need a way to create products. I'll go through those 5 again. You need a way to create content. That's number 1. Number 2 is you need a way to create and drive traffic to your websites and blogs. You need a way to build a list of people hungry for your information. That's number 3. Number 4 is you need a way to create multiple marketing messages. And number 5 is you need a way to create products. Article marketing, one of the reasons I'm so passionate about article marketing is it answers all 5 of those needs very powerfully and very simply when you follow the system. Tonight, in this first bullet, we're going to focus on content. All right, so your first fill-in is build your business 300 words, that's the fill-in, at a time in 30 minutes a day. Build your business 300 words at a time in 30 minutes a day. Okay, a good article is 300 or more words. Okay, you can craft that a day. You can craft that more than one time a day. Each time you do, you're building content. You're building good, actionable content that you can use to drive traffic, build your list, create multiple marketing messages, and create products. Okay, people get so caught up in this. And, you know, it takes so long to do this, and it takes so much work, and how many hours do you put in, Jeff? You seem to always be on the Internet. Well, you know, I've never counted up the hours, but because they're spread out all over my waking hours, sometimes in my sleeping hours when I dream about stuff. But I answer email quickly because if I'm awake, I'm either in here in my office or I've got a laptop near me, and it's just easier to take care of things quickly. It's not a matter of working 24/7, though. I don't do that, okay? 300 words at a time in 30 minutes a day. Here's an example, okay? And your second fill-in is the 5 things to avoid and the 5 things to do template. The 5 things to avoid and the 5 things to do template. Here is an example of how you can create information, how you can create content in your niche in those 30 minutes a day. Right now, you could get started on this. I want you to do it right now. Felicia Slatterly kids me about how she's always multitasking on these calls and writing articles. I want her to do that. I want all of y'all to do that, and I'm inviting you to do it now. Write down, think about your niche. Think about a problem in your niche, in your area of expertise, and write down 5 things you would tell someone not to do, or to not do, better English, I guess, 5 things to avoid. And then make a list of 5 things to do. 5 things to avoid, 5 things to do. Now, if my math is correct, way back from Pinewood Acres Elementary School, I bring that up because I did a blog post on a picture. If you want to see a silly picture from third grade, go to jeffherring.com. Jeffherring.com and leave your comments. Okay? If my math is right, though, 5 plus 5 equals 10. Those are 10 items to fill out, okay? Come up with 30, 40, 50 words for each one. And then you've got a 300, 400, or 500 word article. Okay? This is not that difficult when you break it down to simple, repeatable, rinse and repeat, do every day kind of steps. All right? That's one of the instant article templates that I have. The 5 things to avoid and the 5 things to do. And then you've created content. Do that over and over and over again. You could take each one of those things to avoid and create an article about it. You could create each one of those things to do and write an article about it. Now you've got 11 articles, and on it goes. Now, another example is the three stages article. Okay, you take something in your niche and you break it down into three stages: mild, moderate, severe. And then you give signs and symptoms, and you give solutions. Now, I wrote an article in 1995, 13 years ago, called Sunday Night Syndrome, about people getting nervous about the work week on Sunday night. Last week, I pulled it out of the archives and reworked it and updated it for 2008. And it ran in the newspapers this week. And at 6:16 tonight, less than 2 hours ago, I got the following email. I won't read the person's name because there's not been enough time to ask them permission to read their name. But here's the email. Dear Jeff, thank you for your internet article on back to work dread or Sunday night syndrome. It was on some newspaper's internet site. I read the article and said to myself that this is so true. I think I have the moderate Sunday night syndrome. Folks, Sunday night syndrome, I made up 13 years ago. Some Sundays are worse than others depending on what is happening at work. I even have what I think is anxiety every morning before work. It seems to resolve after I arrive and settle into a plan on how to da-da-da-da-da. It was great reading your article because it was like, yes, that's right. I know those feelings about which he is writing. It was kind of neat to know that what I go through has a name. Remember, folks, I made it up. And there are those as yourself whom have nailed it as far as defining it and how to cope. Thanks again. Okay? Part of what we're doing here, folks, and part of why I want to break it down for you into 300 words in 30 minutes a day, is you get to make a difference in other people's lives and in your own life. You get to make a difference in your business and in the lives of other people. This is something I wrote 13 years ago and reworked it last week for the newspapers, and apparently it had an effect on someone. If you can't get excited about that, if you can't devote yourself to doing that, we need to talk. Okay, you get to make a difference in your own life, in your own business, and that of your family, and the lives of others. Okay, now those are just two of the article writing templates over at instantarticletemplates.com. There's 36 right now. The page says 26, but there's really 36 that you get access to. Soon there will be 52, one for each week of the year. Everybody that's already got them, and everybody that gets them at instantarticletemplates.com gets the free upgrade when they're upgraded to 52 in the next few weeks. I'm very, very close to that. So you're invited to go over to instantarticletemplates.com and get involved there. We even do monthly support calls focusing on one template. I mean, I want to take away all your excuses to do this. So my question to you is, can you find 300 words in 30 minutes to build your business and make a difference? Now, does that have to be every day? I do it every day because I'm either using one to build my business or the people that I do article marketing for with that division of my company. Okay? If you really, really want to get on the fast track to success, yeah, do an article a day. If all you can do is a week, good. Start there. At least do that. But what I'm asking you, folks, is can you find 300 words and 30 minutes a day or a something to build your business and make a difference? If your answer is no, this might not be for you. Hang up. Go do something else on Sunday night. But if you can find 300 words in 30 minutes to make a difference in your business and make a difference in other people's lives, then keep listening because this is doable stuff. Every single person on this call has a message inside of them that's designed to not only make a difference in other people's lives, but make a difference in your business and in your life. Page 4. Number 2, the article-teleseminar formula strategy. I'm in the formulas tonight. All right. Now, some of this has to do with what's your business model. Now, mine has evolved over time. Started with free teleseminars, still doing some of that. That's turning into a membership site, first of the year. And it used to be the business model was have one website, drive traffic to it, and you do okay. That's ancient on the internet, to have just one site. And here's one of the reasons why. Where you see web page equals, write 30 seconds. Where you see web page equals, write 30 seconds. Because when somebody comes to your website, that's about all you have to get them involved in some way, is 30 seconds that they're going to spend there. And I'm being very, very generous when I say 30 seconds. Some studies say only 7 seconds, but we're going to be generous and say 30 seconds. So think about all the work that goes into a website, and you're doing all that work for 30 seconds. Hey, that's a lot of work for 30 seconds, if you ask me. Now, that's one reason why you want to have multiple sites, so you can capture people, and I don't even like that word, but you can bring them in into your world through different doors. A lot of times people don't come in through the front door of a website. How many of y'all can't remember the last time you went through the front door of your house? You go through the garage, or you park your car in the garage and you come in the side door. Okay? A lot of people come into your website or your web world through side sites, not your main site. Many, many people come into my web world, and lots of people on this call, I bet, came into my world through one little teeny site at thearticleguybonus.com, where you get a couple free templates. Okay? Now, so that's why you want to have more than one. Now, second step here. First part was web page equals 30 seconds. You've got about 30 seconds to get someone's attention and get them to take an action that involves them with you, either joining your list, getting something free from you, or making a purchase. One of the reasons why article marketing is so powerful, when someone reads an article, you have them for 3 to 5 minutes. And just for round numbers and make the math easy in my head, we'll say 5 minutes, okay? So you've got 5 minutes where they're reading your approach to problems, a little bit of your personality, and your approach to solving problems. And the know, like, and trust factor begins. Okay? So with an article in 5 minutes, you have 10 times the amount of time that you typically have on a website. 10 times the amount. So now do you think maybe you have time to find 300 words in 30 minutes? You get 10 times the amount in an article as you do on a web page. Third step, teleseminars. If you do a 60-minute teleseminar, that's pretty much the standard, 60 to 70 minutes, that's 12 times the amount of time of an article. 12 times and 120 times the amount of time on a website. Okay? 12 times the amount of time on an article and 120 times the amount of time looking at a website where someone's focused on what you're teaching for 60 minutes. Tonight we're doing it for 30 minutes. Okay? And we're already almost 20 minutes into that 30 minutes. Time flies when you're having fun. But we're going to bring it in under 30 minutes, just like dominoes. 30 minutes or less. Okay? Now, this concept of how this breaks out, Alex and I just put it together Wednesday night when we were doing the teleseminar about teleseminar secrets. If you want to listen to that, to where we put it together and just listen to the whole thing, go to the following website. It's called 90minutes with Alex and Jeff.com. 90minutesWithAlexAndJeff.com. Now, to me, this is part of the ultimate business model. All right? You take an article, So I guess the question is, why not use all of these? Why not have a website? Why not have articles on EZNA articles and other article directories? And why not have teleseminars and use all of these? Why? It's not either or just a few. Use them all. I love it. It's 20 minutes after we started and people are still signing up for this thing. Wonderful. All right. So why not have an article? And in the resource box of that article, see, what most people do is, as you've heard me say before, talk all about themselves. The people that don't usually offer a sign-up for a newsletter. And that's okay. But what most people are thinking now is just to sign up for a newsletter. It's like, okay, great, you know, you and everybody else in the world is offering me one of those today. Give me something I can use. And so that's why you give them something they can use right away, related to the article, related to a product. Why not, if you've had their attention for 5 minutes, why not give them a link to a teleseminar recording of a teleseminar you've done? So you've had them for 5 minutes, now you're going to get them for 60 more. Okay? So it goes from article to resource box to a teleseminar audio. And why not offer that in the resource box? Record a teleseminar and offer the link to it in the resource box. You can also use parts of a teleseminar to get their attention. When you go to listbuildingarticletemplate.com, listbuildingarticletemplate.com, that's the giveaway in many of my articles about list building. You get a list building article template. Gosh, you would have guessed. And you get a 13-minute audio about creating a list building article. Where do you think that audio came from? Many of you were on that call. That 13-minute audio came from a teleseminar about list building articles. Okay? So you go article, your resource box, and inviting them into an audio recording of a teleseminar you've done. Okay? Folks, don't depend in this changing social networking world on just a website. You won't make it. Don't depend on just a website. Okay? Get your articles out there. Have people's attention for 5 minutes or more. Begin the know, like, and trust factor. And then invite them to teleseminars. Okay? You've got their attention for even longer when you do that. All right. So that takes us from page 4 to the last page of our action guide for the evening. This coming week, one of my students, now a partner, who is doing very, very well out there on the Internet, and I'm very proud of her, Felicia Slatterly, and I are doing a 2-module micro telecourse. And Felicia, stand by. I'm going to have you come on in just a second. About speaking, her niche, speaking and signature speeches, speaking and article marketing secrets. 2 modules, get it done in 1 week, an hour and a half Tuesday night, an hour and a half Thursday night. Felicia will be presenting on Tuesday night, and I'll be doing it on Thursday night, and we'll be talking also about how these things go together and build each other. So, Miss Felicia, are you there?
Good evening. How are you?
I am well. I am well. Just having fun as usual with this stuff. And how are you?
Outstanding. This is great stuff. And just, by the way, since you did mention it earlier, I did submit an article while you were talking, just so you know. Just for you.
I kind of figured it, so I figured I'd just use it and motivate you there. All right.
That's
thank
great.
You very much. Tell
That's
everybody
great.
A little bit about what you're going to be talking about on Tuesday night.
Great. Well, for folks who don't know me, my name is Felicia Slattery, and I teach people how to put together what I call a signature speech to market your business. And a signature speech is essentially a presentation that you put together to really help the people in your audience know a little bit more about what you do and give them some useful tips that they could take away. And Jeff is kind of the master at this. He does it time and time and time again. And I can only imagine what his signature speech would be like if he went out into his community and had to deliver something. But Anyway, so I talk about how can you put this together, because I know a lot of people, they get nervous and they think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do and how am I going to put together this speech and what would I say and how do I say it and I have to get in front of people and all these things. And, you know, it helps if you get in front of people. And there's a few good reasons why, but one of them is that if you ever go to networking meetings, you can't run around the room and shake hands and talk to every single person. And if you do, it's not a quality conversation, right? So kind of like what Jeff is talking about with this time where, you know, you get 30 seconds on a typical web page, and then in an article you get them for 5 minutes, and then in a 30-minute or a 60-minute teleseminar you get them, you know, 6 or 12 times longer. Well, think about that. If you're in a networking meeting, wouldn't it be cool to have the attention of everybody in the room for 30 to 60 minutes? Yes. And everybody's focused on you and your business. So, you know, they tell you when you go around in networking meetings, you don't want to be all about me, 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 me. Well, guess what? When you're the speaker, they want you to be about me, 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 which is cool. So you get to talk about your business. You get to tell people who you are. You get to give them some helpful, useful stuff. And by the way, even if you don't want to go out in your community, you can use your signature speech through teleseminars. So even if you just want to sit at home and run your business on the Internet 100%, absolutely fine. You need a signature speech, period. So I'm going to be talking about what that is, how you create it, the most effective way you can organize your speech so you can get best results from every audience. I'm going to talk about getting past the jitters, because I know some people are really scared of this stuff. And I've been teaching public speaking for, 12, almost 13 years. I've been a speaker literally since I was 7, so over 30 years. You know, and I still get a little bit nervous sometimes, I got to say. So I'm going to tell you how do you get past that, how do you use that. I'm going to give you my step-by-step system of how you can take your articles and turn them into your own compelling signature speech. I have never taught this ever, and you guys are going to be getting it. Where to go to get yourself booked to deliver your signature speech, what you've got to do after your signature speech also involves articles. So all that stuff we're going to be talking about. I am so excited. I think it's going to be awesome, Jeff.
We are going to have a blast, and I am so glad we're going to be doing it. I'm really interested in everybody learning that step-by-step process that you'll be talking about for the first time about mm-hmm. articles to signature speech. I'll be talking about some stuff for the first time, too, and it's something I'm calling social article marketing strategies, okay? Social marketing and article marketing combined, social article marketing strategies. If you're wondering where this page is, which I think is a really nice-looking web page, I'm going to have to say for myself, is over at speakingandarticlemarketingsecrets.com. Speakingandarticlemarketingsecrets.com. Two of the other things I'll be talking about is easy article product creation and speaking in article marketing, a powerful combination to extend your reach and spread your message. That's at speakingandarticlemarketingsecrets.com. Felicia and I invite you to come over there. Join us Tuesday and Thursday night for Speaking and Article Marketing Secrets. Felicia, thank you for taking a piece of your Sunday evening and joining us. And I am so looking forward to this coming week and doing this with you. And, folks, there we are. We brought it in under 30 minutes this time. How about that? So what did we look at? Where's my action guide? What the heck did we look at? 300 words in 30 minutes article marketing formula strategy. We looked at the article and teleseminar formula strategy. We want you to use this stuff and come join us Tuesday and Thursday night. And I really like what Felicia said about teleseminars. Both Felicia and I are doing public speaking right now. And somebody teased me about the picture over on my blog that, you know, gosh, Jeff, you're on stage at 9. Well, I never thought of it that way because I sure didn't want to be on that stage that day or that night. But a teleseminar is public speaking. You may not want to get up in front of other people, but this is public speaking. It's just a different way of doing it. And so learn how to take your articles, turn them into signature speeches, and build your business and make a difference in the world. That link one more time is speakingandarticlemarketingsecrets.com. And we did it again. We did this in 30 minutes. I am liking this. I hope you guys are too. And we will catch you next time. Join us this week. And as always, Felicia, you still there?
Absolutely. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. One.
One, two, three.
Go
use this stuff.
catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.